Let me go to in Geneva, Noor Bin Laden. Noor, connect the dots here. This is a very shadowy. It's a beautiful city. It's a city, as Michelle Bachman said, Julius Caesar was by the lake fighting the Swiss thousands of years ago. It's been important in world history since that time, but it's got a real shadowy underpinning to it. Walk us through that, ma'am.
Yes, I'd just like to start by saying what a brilliant presentation by Congressman Bachman on day four here at the World Health Assembly at the United Nations for the WHO's annual meeting, and of the agenda or overall. Congressman Bachman is completely right. Both health emergencies / pandemics and climate change are the two Trojan horses that are being used to justify the implementation of this world government and this global infrastructure to which we will all be beholden to. And one important point I wanted to add to the brilliant reporting of Ms. Bachman is that it's so ironic. You know, you just mentioned Geneva being this very specific place, and I said it on the show the other day. Geneva was selected by the globalists a very long time ago. We can go back to the early 1800s during the Congress of Vienna, and later on in the 19th century, the first true international organization project was the Red Cross, founded by Henri Dunant in 1853, followed by, in the early 1920s, you know, the League of Nations, which we've discussed many times before. And what's interesting is that yesterday here at the World Health Assembly, a new partnership was announced between the WHO and the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, this is very important because it touches on exactly what Congressman Bachman said. The name of this partnership, I have it right here. What they're calling it is the Rockefeller Foundation and World Health Organization partnership to expand global pandemic preparedness in an era of climate change. And they will be focused on collaborating on genomic surveillance, pathogen detection tools, and climate-related threats. Now, what I'd like to say is, coming back to the history of all of this, in the 1920s, the Rockefeller Foundation was the very motor of the League of Nations International Health Body, the predecessor to the World Health Organization. And so they've been working on this infrastructure, but also on this narrative that nation states are not equipped to be able to handle and respond to international health threats. And this is the justification that they are using since 100 plus years to further their goal and step by step implement this new world order. It all ties together, and Geneva is at the epicenter of this.
Noor, as one of the biggest supporters of the United States of America from Europe and really throughout the world, someone that admires our system, admires our country, admires our citizens, is Michelle Bachman right? Because you're in the heart of it, and you live this, and this is why you know so much. You've been so great in Davos and in Geneva. Is it your recommendation that we follow what Michelle Bachman says and make it part of this debt ceiling, that we must pull out of the World Health Organization? Do you see any way for us to work on this at all and try to reform it or actually make this treaty work in any way, shape, or form, or should we just withdraw?
Michelle Bachman is 100% right, and we have to go a step further. You know, there are some people that say, oh, the WHO changed or it was taken over, and I don't agree with that. When you look at the history of things, these institutions were set up by these Malthusian psycho freaks, as I call them, for this very purpose. And they have shrouded their agenda behind these lofty, noble ideals of protecting mankind and providing health for everyone. But these are lies. They are not at all here for the benefit of humanity. And the founders knew exactly what they were doing when they were setting up these institutions, these international organizations, and they are working hand in hand with industry. In fact, the WHO is industry if you look at it from the very inception of this organization, of this weaponized organization that is only here to enslave us, as many of these other organizations, international organizations, are. And we have to go a step further. We have to exit all of these globalist institutions that are here for the sole purpose of eradicating the nation state, eradicating nation sovereignty, and eradicating individuals' independence in any shape or form, whether it comes to our health coverage, the food that we eat, the air that we breathe. They want us hooked up to their grid, and they want to control every element of our lives. And they are on the brink of materializing this infrastructure. We are at the latest stages of this plan. And with the advent of the Internet of Things, with 5G, with the sophistication of devices, with the CBDCs, they are on the brink of constructing these digital jails in which we will be held. And part of stopping this is exiting the hoop.